was Tyler Janzy. Just blowing them up there on kick coverage for Wisconsin. So here we go. First and 10 for the Gophers at their 24-yard line. .234 left in the first half. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Jordan Newbin is the running back. And the snap to Cali Ignatis, fakes the handoff, looking tight, pocket throws over the middle, and that's caught up near the 40-yard line. Daniel Jackson again. Cali Ignatis strong in the pocket, delivering a dart and a first down at a gain of 16.
Great job by Kurt Neal off of playing off of Minnesota's left guard. Did a great job of beating him quick and drilling him, but kudos to the quarterback to stand in the pocket there and deliver a strike.
First and 10 Minnesota from the 40-yard line Gophers territory with 2 minutes left in the first half. Kelly Ignatis will give it to Newbin up the middle across the 30-yard line, thrown to the turf by Jake Cheney just across the 40 and near the 45-yard line. Gain of 5, second down coming up. Clock running, a minute 45 left in the half.
Yeah, plenty of time. Minnesota with 3 timeouts. They're not overly worried. They're going to continue to do what they do and decided to pick up 5 on a draw play there.
A minute 35 and counting, second down and 5. Gophers have all of their timeouts available. Kelly Ignatis, a little pressure from Kurt Neal, Hunter Roller, and a wounded duck in the air, and it's almost intercepted by Preston Zachman. It falls incomplete, intended for Daniel Jackson. Well, the Badgers heating up the Gophers quarterback, and the Minnesota QB got away with one.
Yeah, well, he got drilled. I'm surprised he got up. Kurt Neal, again, mentioned him twice now, with a little shimmy, beating his guy, and Hunter Roller coming off of the edge. Bam, that was a body blow. That Kurt Neal just distributed.
Minute 26 left in the half, tied at 14. Third and 5 for the Gophers at their own 45-yard line. Two receivers left, one on the right. Minnesota 3 out of 6 converting on third down so far. And the give goes to Newbin, and Cheney is there right away. And he'll make the stop at the line of scrimmage. Clock continues to run, and now Luke Fickell gets out there and gets a timeout with a minute 17 left in the first half. So the Gophers forced a punt from their own 45-yard line, tied at 14 late in the second quarter.
Yeah, that right there, I give Kurt Neal a ton of credit for getting off the field here, because Minnesota, he delivers a strike, but you just keep coming at the quarterback and putting pressure on him to get, you know, put the ball back to Wisconsin here after that drive we just saw with what Tanner was able to do. You can go down and get points here. Minnesota has been in the lead. They've had the momentum for a vast majority of this half. Wisconsin continues to fight back, and it would be a welcome surprise here if we're able to get into the half with a lead, even if it's a 17-14, but with a buck 17 and a couple of timeouts. We got one timeout. You never know. Let's see what we can do.
Vinny Anthony deep at the 10. Line of scrimmage, the Gophers 45, snap to Crawford. And the kick is away, end over end. Anthony lets it hit, and it will check up at the 15-yard line of Wisconsin with a minute 7 left of the first half. That was a 40-yard punt. The Badgers have one timeout available. They're at their own 15-yard line. Remember, the Gophers have all 3 of theirs. We'll see how Phil Longo and Luke Fickell want to play this.
Yeah, you feel like offensively you're going to be aggressive here. And it always, whether it's the end of a game and you're trying to get a field goal, or here with a minute 7, just getting that first down and you can get the defense on its heels a little bit, that's always what you're looking for to kind of get a drive going when you're at the end of a half.
3 receivers left, 1 on the right. Braylon Allen in there at running back. Mordecai Tace, Gophers bringing 3, and Tanner's going to pull it down and run across the 15, across the 20-yard line, and dives up to the 24-yard line. And the Badgers will get on the ball with 57 seconds left in the half. Gain of 9 there, 2nd and 1, Wisconsin. Down to 52 seconds left in the half. 2 receivers right and left. Snap to Mordecai. 3-man rush again. Tanner scans, drifts to his right, throws right side, and it is incomplete. A 1-hopper intended for Vinny Anthony. at the 26-yard line of the far side. That'll stop the clock with 44 seconds left in the half. Third down and one from the Wisconsin 24.
Yeah, and you have to have your internal clock going there, but Minnesota rushing three, you understand that. And you could stay in the pocket. That was a case where I think Tanner got a little bit happy to get out of the pocket there. He could have probably stayed in there, and he ended up short-arming a little bit to Vinny.
And play is stopped.
Of an incomplete pass is under further review.
Okay. What are we doing?
Thought that was.
Did I miss something, yeah, or is that?
Seemed to be.
But it bounced twice.
Yeah.
That angle's not going to do it. Here we go.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious. That was not completed.
Blandino called. That's good. Let's go. Let's roll this thing. I think that skipped, and then it bounced in.
We're not splitting the atom here. Yeah. This shouldn't take but like 2 seconds. I mean, if they want to give them,
we'll take it. But
got the ball in front of them. Hit that like a good shortstop.
You saw the dirt flop up in the air right away. It was a fairly easy one there.
Yeah.
After video review, the ruling on the field of the incomplete pass is confirmed. It's third down.
Could you imagine if they review every play like that? We'd be here for 7 hours.
Oh, my goodness. I think they're just making sure everything works, right?
Come on. It's like sometimes. and you know what? The receiver's not even arguing.
No.
The receiver's not arguing, just keep rolling.
No, Vinny wasn't trying to sell anything there.
They think they catch everything.
Third down and one for the Badgers at their 24-yard line. 44 seconds left in the half, tied at 14. Three receivers right. Jim Ray DK to the left. Hand off Braylon Allen off the right side. He'll get the first down across the 25 up to the 26. That'll stop the clock as they move the sticks. 39 seconds left in the half. And now they'll put it back in play. 38 seconds and counting. Three receivers left, one on the right. In the Wisconsin 26-yard line. Mordecai back to throw. Gophers sending three. Tanner looking. Shoots it over the middle. And it's through the hands of DK. Incomplete across the 40-yard line. And it'll be a second down and 10 with 29 seconds left in the first half. Jaquan Bryan there on the coverage for Minnesota. Second and 10 for the Wisconsin 26. Slot left, slot right. Back to throw, Mordecai, looking, fires left side. DK will come back and get it. And that'll be a first down at the 37-yard line of Wisconsin. Clock will stop momentarily, 23 seconds to play.
Yeah, I like that there. Furtney, right guard, drilling, helping Riley Mullman.
On first down, Mordecai looking, throws to the right, and that is incomplete. A low pass intended for Skyler Bell. Chimray DK is coming off that on that pass reception. Tell he was laboring a bit, and he is limping a bit as he heads to the Wisconsin sideline. 16 seconds left in the half, tied at 14. The Badgers have a second down and 10 at their 37-yard line. Hit a big play here. Remember, Wisconsin will receive to begin the second half. Three receivers right, one on the left. Braylon Allen in there at running back. Badgers still have one timeout available. Mordecai to throw. Gophers again bringing three. Tanner over the middle, and it goes behind Skyler Bell at the 48-yard line. Incomplete. 11 seconds left in the half, and it's third and 10 for the Wisconsin 37.
Yeah, I like going to the middle of the field because you have a timeout, but in that case, a lot of burgundy or whatever this Gophers colors are. Three or four guys in the middle of the field. They're very fortunate that ball fell to the turf.
You're not aware it's maroon and gold?
Yeah, looks burgundy-ish to me.
Empty backfield, three receivers right, two on the left, including Braylon Allen in the slot. Mordecai to throw, looking, slings it right side, caught by Vinny Anthony up at the 47-yard line, maybe the 48. That'll be a first down with 5 seconds left in the half, and now Luke Fickell will use his final timeout. Tied at 14, 5 seconds left in the first half, and the Badgers have it at their 47-yard line.
And now you wonder, I think everybody up here is looking at, oh, throw a Hail Mary. But you know what happens? Coaches watch games from the day prior, and they say, well, yeah, you throw that Hail Mary, enough the ball could either be caught or it could fall to the turf and no big deal. You head in the locker room. And then you say, well, you know what? The New York Jets thought that yesterday, too, and 7 points go the other way. So you know all those things go into coaches' heads as they sit in this position.
Have you ever seen that before?
No. But I'll say this, a lot like with the field goal units, we saw the kick six back in the Iron Bowl back in the day.
Yeah.
Every coach in America the next day was lining up, and they were thinking, if we can't get it to the end line, I don't want linemen trying to tackle return guys. They don't want linemen trying to tackle DBs that catch the ball either.
All right, here we go. The Badgers will have Vinny Anthony, Quincy Burroughs, and Skyler Bell to the right. Will Pauling to the left for the 47 of Wisconsin. Back to throw, Mordecai looking, steps up, now flush left, now rolls right, winds up, slings it deep to the right, and it's intercepted by Tyler Newman at the 10, 15, 20, left side 25, 30, angles right 35, 40, 45, 50 to the 45, and Mordecai prevents a disaster with a tackle at the 42 of Wisconsin. Oh, Jets, you almost had some company there, but it worked out. Okay, no damage done.
That was way too close. If Tanner doesn't make that tackle, I think we're talking what we saw yesterday in a not good way.
Ooh, but Mordecai made the stop.
Jack Nelson had him, too. Don't worry about it. Braylon was there, everything.
Yeah,
it would have been fine.
Not a problem. We are at the half here in Minneapolis, the annual battle for Paul Bunyan's axe. It's Wisconsin 14. Minnesota 14. Coming up, Mike Heller has our halftime report presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger football from Learfield.
If you're a Badgers fan, you know that scoring big on the field is everything. Few things feel as good as watching your team make it to the end zone. Off the field, you can experience that same feeling with a Magnum Tractor from Case IH. Magnum Tractors match the power, speed, and strength of the best Badgers players by helping you tackle any and every challenge that comes your way. Score big with a Magnum Tractor this season by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers to learn more. On Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This Memorial Day, we here at Civic Media would like to say thank you for all those who have served and made the ultimate sacrifice. Take time this special day to recognize and thank someone who has served in our U.S. Armed Forces. Honoring Memorial Day is brought to you by Eric Morrissey, your Amory, Wisconsin, Edward Jones Financial Advisor.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Slumberland Furniture. Come visit Slumberland Furniture in Amory today for your home and furniture needs, all for a low price. Northwest Connection Family Resource. Call them today at 800-733-KIDS to learn about their services and support kids and families. 800-733-KIDS. Scott Prindle at Loan Depot in New Richmond. Call today to learn more about your mortgage solutions at 715-903-6701. 715-903-6701.
Amory Discount Liquor has the best selection of all alcoholic beverages, all for a great low price. Save now on new Glarus products, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Busch Light, and more. If beer isn't your choice, don't worry. Shop their selection of whiskeys, rums, wines, seltzers, and other options. And while you're shopping, check out their new selection of Lipton Hard Iced Tea and Hard Mountain Dew. Amory Discount Liquor, located on the south side of Amory at 1020 River Place Mall, open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Stadium in downtown Minneapolis, right next to the campus, on the campus of the University of Minnesota. I'm Mike Heller. It's 14-14 at the break. In the first half, Tanner Mordecai, 10 of 17 for 110 yards, one touchdown throw. Ethan Kaliagmanis, 8 of 13 for 97 yards and a touchdown for Minnesota. Perhaps the most important tackle of the game made by Tanner Mordecai on the final play of the first half. Braylon Allen has 13 carries for 63 yards, and Tanner with 5 carries for 55. Game started off with Minnesota going marching right down the field on the opening possession. 6 plays, 72 yards. Only took 2.5 minutes to score. Badgers would later answer with an 11-play, 86-yard scoring drive. 79 of those yards were on the ground. Then Minnesota would get one, 11 plays, 71 yards, aided by 2 defensive pass interferences before Wisconsin would finally answer back on a 4-play, 75-yard drive, all in the air that took a minute 52, and that's where we sit. 14-14 is the halftime score. Wisconsin will start the third quarter with the football. Our American Family Insurance halftime report continues in a moment. We'll look at scores from other games across the country. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Are you interested in a shatterproof career opportunity with a world-class employer who supports work-life balance? Cardinal LG Amery uses modern cutting-edge technology to produce the highest quality products in the industry. With community and family values deeply embedded into their everyday operations, they are truly a top-tier local employer and offer flexible scheduling, outstanding benefits, and opportunities for growth. Join the team and discover an environment that is supportive of you, your talents, and your life outside of work. Apply today and go to shatterproofcareers.com for more information.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Once again, back at the half, Mike Heller with you. It's Wisconsin and Minnesota tied 14-14 in Minneapolis. This scoreboard update is presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Let's start in active games right now in the Big Ten. It is Northwestern leading Illinois at the half in Champaign, 21-20. Northwestern trying to get to 5-4 in the Big Ten. Illinois trying to get to that sixth win, which is some tie to bowl eligibility, although that is not an absolute in the college game today. Maryland leads Rutgers at the break in Piscataway. It's 28-10 Maryland at the break there. Earlier today, the only game that ultimately mattered where the Big Ten championship is concerned, Iowa's already in, and they will face Michigan for the Big Ten championship game next Saturday night in Indianapolis. Michigan held off Ohio State 30-24. Buckeyes turned it over twice in the game. Kyle McCord, 271 yards, but 2 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. Michigan did not turn the ball over in the game, and the Wolverines improved to 12-0, winning again against Ohio State. Jim Harbaugh back on the sideline next Saturday night. Also today, Purdue beat Indiana 35-31. That's for the old Oaken Bucket. That game was played in West Lafayette. Current halftime scores in, well, current scores in the top 25. Number 8, Alabama leads Auburn in Auburn, Alabama. 17-14, that game is at the half. It is number 15, Arizona, 38-7 over Arizona State. That one also at the half. BYU leads number 20, Oklahoma State, 24-6. Our halftime report presented by American Family Insurance continues in a moment. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Did you know you can shop Cyber Monday early at Kohl's? Well, guess what? You can! With their Cyber Jumpstart deals, I got 40% off a vacuum and 50% off toys my kids will love. Then I found matching PJs for my whole family for 60% off, plus an extra 20% off. So what are you waiting for? Get to Kohl's now to save big. Select styles, floor care and toys. Coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. Offers end November 26th. 20% off valid through November 27th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South 1st Street, Milwaukee.
At Amory Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Amory Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at AmoryChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Amory Chevrolet, where we treat people like people. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Back with you at the half, I'm Mike Heller. It is Wisconsin and Minnesota tied at 14 on our American Family Insurance Halftime Report. I welcome in Bill Schmid. You'll hear him on the Badger postgame show alongside of Tim Scott. And this game started off like a lot of Wisconsin games have defensively, Billy, and that is that Wisconsin's defense didn't show up early. They've been much better the rest of the half, and we're even.
Yeah, and a good response by that defense. You mentioned it. At three DPIs, all three coming on the touchdown drives. The first one on that first drive that you mentioned, which was just far too easy for the Gophers to march down the field. The second drive, especially the second one that sets up the Gophers inside the five, maybe a little bit more questionable for us watching on television. I don't know how it looked right there, Mike, but they're right on in here, and you mentioned it being even. Get the ball here at half. You got to like what you get to see for the next 30 minutes.
Well, I mean, you're looking at players playing through some injuries right now. Will Pauling caught the touchdown throw. He was questionable at game time. Braylon Allen hadn't been healthy in a while, but he's going. And Tanner Mordecai doing it with both his arm and his legs.
And his tackling ability to be able to get
a big tackle.
A big tackle to get somebody out of the ground. No shades of the Miami Dolphins and Jets from a day ago, but you're seeing guys give everything they have, and it is difficult when you think about what Braylon has gone through for 3 years. He hasn't been healthy enough for this game, but here today he's gutting it out. He's giving you everything he has, and you can already tell what a difference it is when he's on the field. And Will Pauling, hard to say he hasn't been your offensive MVP all year long. You're going to need him throughout the next 30 minutes because we don't know. We talk about somebody fighting through an injury. Didn't necessarily look great for Shim, so hopefully Shim Ray DK is also able to be out there for the second half.
Billy, when Minnesota has won the last two games in this rivalry, they have won it at the line of scrimmage. They've won it with the big fellas up front. Have you seen it play better in the first half for Wisconsin today?
I have. I think the Wisconsin offensive line has been getting good push. They just haven't necessarily been able to capitalize on every opportunity they've had. But I think the Badgers are wearing on them there. On the defensive side, though, you know what Minnesota wants to do. They want to continue to pound the ball up the middle and then try to take the top off the defense by getting their shot plays in. Got to be able to hold down against the run, because I think the secondary here for the Badgers is going to be able to run with these Gopher wide receivers.
So here's the key to the game now. They're going to bring the axe out at some point in the second half. It's going to be on Minnesota's bench, but at some point midway or later in the fourth quarter, it'll either stay behind the Minnesota bench or they'll move it to the west end zone. Billy, what we need is that axe to be in the west end zone so some Badgers can go chop it after the game.
Yeah, we need these two goalposts to go on down here in celebratory fashion for the road team. The snow flurries look fantastic, primed up for a beautiful setting here to finish off the regular season.
All right, Billy, very good. You'll hear Bill along with Tim Scott on the Badger postgame show. At the break, it's 14-all. Coming up next, our American Family Insurance Halftime Report, a look at the first half stats, presented by Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Construction Business Group. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Saturdays are made for football. And when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. At Correct Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The only beef certified for flavor. Shop your local Piggly Wiggly for certified Angus beef ground beef, burgers, steaks, and roasts. For over 30 years, Piggly Wiggly has been offering the best beef, certified Angus beef. Build the best game time burger this season with certified Angus beef. Shop the pig for this week's certified Angus beef Junior Captain of the Game Burger Special. If it's not certified, it's not the best. Shop the pig.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter,
the defense comes through again.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
If you're in need of a licensed plumber or HVAC in the Amory area, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating is here to help. With over 20 years of experience in the plumbing trade, they provide quality workmanship for residential and light commercial markets. Whether you need a new bathroom or new kitchen, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating has done it all. And they can help with heating and cooling systems, winterization, soil tests, septic installs, and much more. Call and schedule your free estimate at 715-268-6565. That's 715-268-6565.
Badger football is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Now, with the call of the second half, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Badgers and the Gophers are tied at 14 as we check out some of the first half stats presented by Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Construction Business Group, Building Wisconsin Together. .com. Let's check it out. Braylon Allen, 13 carries for 63 yards and a touchdown. Tanner Mordecai, he rushed for 51 yards last week against Nebraska. He has 55 rushing yards on five carries so far here today with a long of 19. Mordecai through the air is 10 of 17 for 110 yards, one touchdown, and then the one interception on the final play of the first half. Jordan Newbin pacing Minnesota on the ground, 16 carries for 45 yards and a touchdown. Ethan Kaliak-Manis is 8 of 13 through the air for 97 yards and a touchdown. Daniel Jackson, he came into the game. Jackson came in being targeted 94 times this season, targeted 9 times in the first half here today, 5 catches for 65 yards and a touchdown. Minnesota, which generally will win the time of possession. That was the case in the first half. It's 17:09 to 12:51 for Wisconsin. Third down conversions, 3 out of 6 for the Badgers, 3 out of 7 for Minnesota. Total offense, 228 for the Badgers, 118 rushing, 110 passing, 150 yards for the Gophers, 72 of those coming on the game's opening drive. Wisconsin and Minnesota tied at 14. Almost saw another Hail Mary turn into a pick six, but that didn't happen. Mordecai made the tackle.
Yeah, so Mordecai made it. Nelson was back there. It was never in doubt, even though he got past the 50. But you mentioned all those stats, and I think obviously both teams trying to run the football. Mordecai with his feet, not only with the 55 on the ground, but really the big plays that we did see with Chim and with Braylon across the middle. It was buying time, no sacks. The O-line has done a really nice job of giving him time, and when there's been a little bit of pressure, we've seen a move. Really, I think the difference in the game where Minnesota has been able to take advantage of those pass interferences, because it's been a very clean game. There's been 3 penalties accepted all day, all 3 pass interference against Wisconsin, and 2 of them on that drive that Minnesota was able to go down and get their last touchdown. So it's been a good battle. Wisconsin started off again. Might as well just stamp it. That's how this season's going to go. It's going to be a slow start, but again, they find ways to kind of dig in. Defensively, they did a great job the rest of the half, and now we're sitting here with a tie football game with 30 minutes to go to try to get the axe back in Madison.
All right, Patrick, what do you have down there?
Talking with Coach Fickell at halftime, he said pride and passion. That's what he wants to see out of this second half. He said he needs to keep dominating the line of scrimmage. The ability to run the ball can be the difference in this game. 118 yards rushing for Wisconsin the first half. See if they can double that in the second half. He said for this team, they need to talk with their pads, be the more physical team.
All right, they'll have the first opportunity on offense as Vinny Anthony and Tretch Kekahuna will be deep. Dragon Kesich ready to kick off. Badgers will go west to east, left to right as we see it in the third quarter.
How's that for a halftime adjustment? Talk with your pads.
I like that.
Buckle your chin strap. Everybody always thinks there's all these, oh, we're going to scheme this up, we're going to scheme that up. It always comes back to buckling up, playing physical. And I really think outside of that first drive for Minnesota's offense, the more physical football team has been Wisconsin today.
All right, here we go as Kesich on the run-up, and the kick is in the air, and this will be Vinny Anthony at the goal line, up the middle 5 to the 10, cutting left, 15 across the 20-yard line, and tackled there. Wow, that's terrific work on kick coverage for Minnesota. I think it was Coleman Bryson racing down there, and he is slow to get up. Boy, he was flying down there to get Vinny Anthony.
That hurt from up here. You can feel it. It's a little cold. You got a little, you know, snow flurries kind of fluttering through the stadium. And there is a little bit of space. Vinny Anthony kind of sold it like he was going to return right and came back across. And, you know, Bryson came, give him credit. He's going full speed, hit him right in the thighs, and, you know, he took the worst of it.
Now remember, Bryson was starting in one of the safety spots for Darius Green, who was hurt last week against Ohio State. So they are getting pretty thin back there. Another safety, Aiden Goosby, also not available today. And Bryson is up and walking off the field. You're talking about those halftime adjustments. We had some fun with that topic with Luke Fickell a few weeks ago at Camp Randall Live. Like, you always hear that, oh, they made these adjustments. You go, what do you guys really do? And
yeah,
kind of what you just said.
Hey, go grab a banana. Get healthy. You know, get everything, pads, everything else readjusted. But it always comes back to, you know, you understand what a team is trying to do to you. It's, we just need to play better, physical, all of the things that you hear all the time.
All right, here we go. Vinny Anthony wide right. Will Pauling slot right. Braylon Allen is the running back. Receiver out wide left as well. First play for scrimmage in the second half of the Badger 21-yard line. Snap to Mordecai. Hands off Braylon Allen. Up the middle, 25-30, 35-40. Allen up across the 40-yard line. Jack Henderson on the tackle. They'll mark at the 41 and a gain of 20.
Yeah, I like this. We've seen a little bit more of this quick trap. Huber just does a quick little skip pull. Boom, big pickup.
On first down, they'll feed Allen again and sifting through up to the 45-yard line. I tell you, this is as effective as Braylon has looked in a while. And you know he's not, no one's 100%. I get that now, but, he was really gutting it out last week, and he is running with attitude here today.
Yeah, we've seen this now. A little skip pull, and Huber does a good job of engulfing the linebacker. And then tempo right after.
On the 45 of Wisconsin, second and six. And here's Mordecai rolling right, hits the brakes up across the 45-yard line. Danny Strigo is over there. Anthony Smith, fellow defensive lineman, as well. Mordecai slips forward for about 2 yards, and it's third and four for Wisconsin.
Yeah, that was pretty good by Strigo. Able to kind of keep Tanner in check, not letting him get the corner and giving him an option to throw or to run it. He kind of forced his hand and forced him to turn the ball up and run it.
Two receivers left, one on the right. Third and four for the Badgers, their own 47-yard line. A minute and a half gone by third quarter, tied at 14. Mordecai calls for the ball, gets the snap, wants to run it again, and he'll be stopped short of the first down. Kyler Ball, defensive tackle, getting to Mordecai at the 48-yard line. That'll be 3 yards shy. And after that first down, first play from scrimmage run from Braylon Allen that went for 20, the Badgers unable to keep the chains moving, putting on fourth down and three.
And we've seen a lot of success. You saw that a bunch, the draw play last week. And, unfortunately, a little bit of leakage up front. The other offensive lineman got up to that second level, would have been able to pick up the first down, but Minnesota read that one out a little bit better.
Atticus Bertrams is on the punt. Kick is away. Redding lets it hit inside the 15. Now he'll cover it up inside the 10. He saved his team probably a good 5 yards or so as he falls to the turf at the 9, a 44-yard punt from the Badgers freshman Atticus Bertrams. 12:42 left in the third quarter. Wisconsin and Minnesota tied at 14.
And you know what? I don't have a problem with what we just saw there. It's been very effective what Wisconsin's been doing. That draw play has, I think, helped a ton with the fact that you don't have any sacks on the docket today, because those defensive linemen, they're going to still be aggressive, but with the draw hurting him as much as it has, slowed it down a little bit, and that time it worked for Minnesota.
Two receivers right, one on the left. Jordan Newman is the running back for the Minnesota 9-yard line. Gophers moving right to left as we view it in the third quarter of play. Corey Kroon, slot right, sprints in motion to the left, taking the handoff. Callie Ekmanis throwing right side, caught by Daniel Jackson. He'll get the first down. Ricardo Holman first on the scene, and then Hunter Wohler coming over to make the hit at the 21. Gain of 12 and a first down.
He stayed in the pocket and held onto the football long enough, but Rodas Johnson made sure he paid for it as he delivered that strike.
First and 10 for the Gophers at their 21-yard line. Elijah Spencer, wide left. Daniel Jackson, slot left. Callie Ekmanis under center. With Newman, the running back. Callie Ekmanis will give it to Newman off the left side of the line, and not much happening there. James Thompson Jr. jumps on his back. Gain of one for Newman to the 22 of the Gophers. Second down and 9.
Yeah, Thompson makes the tackle from his left end spot, kind of coming across the right side of Minnesota's offensive line. But that has stopped. C.J. Getz is holding his point of attack. Rodas Johnson is holding at the point of attack. That allows you to come down in pursuit and make that play.
Jackson and Crooms come out to the left. Spencer to the right. Callie Ekmanis back of the shotgun. On second and 9 for the Minnesota 22-yard line. Revin Spann forward. Wing on the right side. Callie Ekmanis takes the hand up. Pressure, corner pressure from Forcurine, who gets to the quarterback inside the 20-yard line. They'll mark at the 17.
I just did not see that at all. Forcurine just kind of playing it, you're not really seeing him tip what he was thinking, and then as the ball is snapped, he just shoots, goes untouched to go ahead and drill the quarterback.
Good job by Callie Ekmanis of hanging on to the ball. Third down and 14 for Minnesota, back at its 17-yard line. Kroom slot on the right side. Daniel Jackson wide to the left. Third down and long for Minnesota. Callie Ekmanis back to throw, a three-man rush. Callie Ekmanis drops it off right side, caught by Jackson across the 20, and Forcurine there to make the stop at the 25-yard line. 6 yards short of the first down. So back-to-back good plays from Nizer Forcurine, and Minnesota is forced to punt.
Yeah, and that was not an easy tackle there by Forcurine. have to kind of fall in, and he's trailing behind on that route. Does a good job of continuing to go through it, getting him down on the ground and forcing a Minnesota punt.
And Mark Crawford is on the punt with Vinny Anthony deep. 10-17 left in the third quarter, tied at 14 here in Minneapolis. Line of scrimmage, the Minnesota 25-yard line. Snap to Crawford, and penalty markers fly pre-snap.
False start. Offense, number 92. Five-yard penalty, fourth down.
And that is the first penalty of the game for Minnesota. I mentioned they only get 28.5 yards of penalties against it per game. Second best in the league, fourth best in the country. So the line of scrimmage now, the 20-yard line of Minnesota. Vinny Anthony is back at the Badgers' 35-yard line. Snap to Crawford, and the kick is away. Anthony moving to his left. He'll catch left side, 33 across the 35. Anthony the 40, 45-yard line, and steered out of bounds. Beyond the 45-yard line to the far side. So good field position, 46 yards on the punt, 14 on the return. At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Badger football also brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 9:49 left in the third quarter. Wisconsin 14, Minnesota 14. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 24-inch lamb chop squeaker dog toy is $4.99 each. 32-inch assorted plush animals are just $5.99 each. And a Frigidaire stand mixer is $49.99. There's so many Black Friday deals, I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through November 26th. See Menards.com for details.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Established in 1962, Cardinals' focus on community engagement and development has always been at the core of their values. While dedicated to being the world's premier laminated and fabricated glass manufacturer, they've also been fixated on continuous improvements in safety, service, quality, and innovation. Cardinal aims to change the world through their energy-conserving products, community involvement, and new-age employment practices. Cardinal LG Amery believes in investing in the future, our future. Join the endeavor, innovate, and lead the future with Cardinal Glass.
At Amory Slumberland, come and check out our fall sale with products being up to 50% off in-store and online. See our selection of mirrors, recliners, sofas, dining room chairs, and more. Make sure to check out the Sealy Spruce mattresses starting as low as $179. Learn more about our fall sales event and our clearance section at slumberland.com or call Amory Slumberland Furniture at 715-268-8149. That's 715-268-8149. Amory Slumberland Furniture, your one-stop shop for all furniture needs.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Lots of the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. And just like to claim the Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph. Check one out at your Ford dealer. We have 9:49 left in the third quarter. The Badgers and Gophers are tied at 14. Wisconsin starting at its 46-yard line by some 20 yards, the best start of a possession for the Badgers.
Yeah,
today.
And give Preston Zachman a ton of credit for holding his block as a gunner in order to allow that return.
14-yard return from Vinny Anthony. Tucker Ashcraft, Will Pauling, Vinny Anthony out to the right. Snap to Mordecai on first down. He'll give it to Braylon Allen up the middle across the 50-yard line. Still up 45-40. Allen 35-30. Down the sideline 20. 10, 5, and out of bounds inside the 5-yard line. They'll mark at the 4. First down, goal to go, Wisconsin.
Just an absolutely great run. And we're going to see tempo again after a big play from Braylon.
A 50-yard run from Braylon Allen. Two receivers right, one on the left. Mordecai gives it to Braylon again. Up the middle, touchdown, Wisconsin. Brought to you by Braylon Allen. And the Badgers take the lead.
Yeah, we have seen after big plays today that the Wisconsin offense wants to go. They want that tempo, not let Minnesota kind of catch their breath. And Braylon with a great run right before. And that, nice job by the O-line up front, washing guys down. And Braylon Allen, this is the best that we've seen him in a long time. Untouched till about the one-yard line, and then he finished the rest of it off.
20-14, Wisconsin. Nathaniel Vakos on for the PAT. Ball down, the kick is away, and the kick is good. Didn't waste any time there. The scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Two plays, Braylon Allen, 54 yards. It took less than half a minute, and Braylon now 17 carries for 141 yards. Wisconsin football brought to you in part by WEA Member Benefits. We'd like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. 9:24 left in the third quarter. Wisconsin 21, Minnesota 14. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents, ready when you are.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
Shit. While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace.
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Book him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Braylon Allen turns it loose. A 50-yard run and then a 4-yard run to the end zone. 9:24 left in the third quarter. Badgers 21, Gophers 14.
Yeah, that was Braylon Allen just taking over the 51-yard run. It was blocked nicely, but safety came down and had him wrapped up. Braylon ran through that tackle and then showed that great burst. It's the most burst we've seen from Braylon. So whether or not he's 100%, he's definitely the healthiest he's been and is just running with a real passion today. He wants to get that axe back to Madison.
He really does. Patrick, what do you have?
We talked at the top of the broadcast about Braylon Allen and his want to settle a score in this game, and he sure seems to be running like it with 141 yards. He came into this game needing 181 to reach 1,000 for his junior season, and I thought, you know, that's probably out of reach the way things have been going for him. 100 yards has been tough sledding. He's nicked up against this defense, etc. Well, now he's just 40 away from that mark, and if he could do it, he would just be the fourth Badger ever to rush for 1,000 in each of his first 3 years, joining Ron Dayne, P.J. Hill, and Jonathan Taylor.
All right, now we'll see if this Wisconsin defense can keep the good times going. Momentum back on the Wisconsin side. Gavin Lahm with the kick in the air. Quentin Redding, right side at the 3. He is to the 10, 15, up to the 20, 25-yard line, and dragged down by Quincy Burroughs at about the 29-yard line. Minnesota territory. First and 10 for the Gophers with 9:18 left in the third quarter.
Yeah, and we see, and anytime you have a long run, you always look at the perimeter blocking, and Jim DK was there to, you know, I'm sure the Minnesota fans are going to say maybe a little bit of a push in the back, but he was able to secure enough, and that allowed Braylon to continue after the broken tackle for that big run on the to set up the touchdown.
Three receivers come out to the left, one to the right. Kaliak Madison, the shotgun. Jordan Newbin to his left. Kaliak Madison will give it to him, running right across the 35-yard line. There to wrap him up is Jordan Turner, right at the 35, a gain of six. Second down and four for the Gophers. Badgers have the lead for the first time in this game at 21-14, with 8 minutes and 55 seconds left in quarter number three. Trips to the left now for the Gophers on second down and four. Kaliak Manis will look over to the sideline. The clock is at 12. And on second down, he'll read it and give it to Newbin, and he is wrapped up by C.J. Getz, but Newbin falls forward to the 38-yard line of Minnesota, where it's third down and one.
Yeah, C.J. Getz has done a really nice job today of kind of reading that out. You know, as a defensive end, when you're outside linebacker, when you're constantly having to read, when the quarterback is riding and riding it, you have to make a judgment. You have to decide when to go. And he has come down and done a nice job of fighting through a lot of that.
All right, a little brotherly shove formation. Kaliak Manis, I'm not sure. He needed the 39. And
he didn't get there.
I think he's going to be a little bit short. Yep. Let's see the way they were running up anyway. Now, one thing about the Gophers, when they go for it on fourth down, no one does it better in this league. They're 12 of 14 this year going for it on fourth down.
Yeah, they're short.
They are, yep, they are short by about a half a yard. So, Gophers go into their huddle. Play clock rolling. It's fourth down, about a half a yard. The 38 and a half, and P.J. Fleck keeps the offense out there. And here we go. And again, Kaliak Manis under his center. Revan Spann forward, motions to the right, hand off, toss to Newbin, first down and more, 45 to the 50-yard line, and over there to make the play is Hunter Wohler. So you're thinking maybe a sneak again. Instead, they toss it to Newbin, finds the right edge, and a first down to the Badgers, 45-yard line.
Yeah, they brought their tight end Ford kind of in motion, like it's going to be that push, tush, whatever they want to call their version of it. And instead, he ends up being the lead blocker on a little toss play. Pretty well-designed play there by Minnesota.
First and 10 for the Gophers at the Wisconsin 45-yard line. Hideki Brockington in there, slot to the left. Elijah Spencer wide to the left. Kaliak Manis gives it to Newbin, and he gets smacked by C.J. Getz at the 44 of Wisconsin. A gain of one, second down and nine. 6.5 minutes left in the third quarter, 21-14 Wisconsin.
Yeah, we're just seeing Wisconsin's defensive line. Really, after that first drive of the game, they're not allowing themselves to just stay blocked, whether it's Rodas or Geo or whomever it is. That time C.J. gets again, reading it out, coming down the line and not allowing Minnesota to get a little bit ahead of steam going.
Daniel Jackson coming in to sub for Lemeke Brockington, so the Badgers subbing as well. Jeff Petroski is in. Darrell Peterson comes out. Second down and nine for the Wisconsin 44-yard line. Kaliak Manis will give it to Newbin over the left side, hit first by Gio Paez, and then he got some help. Short gain there to maybe a one-yard gain is all. We'll give him a couple to the 42 of Wisconsin, third down and seven.
Yeah, just I was just saying, Gio Paez, again, the guys are not just letting themselves get blocked. They're doing some things at the line of scrimmage now, whether it's some stunts. You're seeing guys get off of blocks. Gio does a really good job of fighting through, coming off of it, and then getting Minnesota's tailback down on the ground.
Two receivers left, one on the right, third down and seven for the Gophers at the Wisconsin 42-yard line. Big play here in the third quarter. Snap to Kaliak Manis. Looks, throws, left side, high pass, incomplete. Overshot Elijah Spencer at the 35-yard line of the near side. So the Gophers miss on third down and seven. And now the punt team will come on for Minnesota. 5:13 left in the third quarter. A little punt safe look coming up here. Mark Crawford is on, line of scrimmage, the Wisconsin 42. Vinny Anthony standing at the 10. Snap to Crawford, steps up, and the kick is away. And Vinny Anthony lets it hit, it checks up. A little bit of a Badger roll there. They'll kill it shy of the 15-yard line. So the Wisconsin defense gets the stop, 28-yard punt, and the Badgers will take over. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. 5:05 left in the third quarter. Wisconsin 21, Minnesota 14. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Cardinal and White play here.
More fullback low for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This Memorial Day, we here at Civic Media would like to say thank you for all those who have served and made the ultimate sacrifice. Take time this special day to recognize and thank someone who has served in our U.S. Armed Forces. Honoring Memorial Day is brought to you by Eric Morrissey, your Amory, Wisconsin, Edward Jones Financial Advisor.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Slumberland Furniture. Come visit Slumberland Furniture in Amory today for your home and furniture needs, all for a low price. Northwest Connection Family Resource. Call them today at 800-733-KIDS to learn about their services and support kids and families. 800-733-KIDS. Scott Prindle at Loan Depot in New Richmond. Call today to learn more about your mortgage solutions at 715-903-6701. 715-903-6701.
At Amory Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Amory Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at AmoryChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Amory Chevrolet, where we treat people like people.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Takes it the entire way, finished it off, and it just felt like the way this game was going, and with some of the injury potential, with Will Pauling being dinged up a little bit, even though he's contributed today, it was going to be Braylon Allen's day, and he has delivered today with 17 touches for a 141, and I expect more of that here.
Pistol formation with Allen behind Mordecai. Will Pauling slot right, motions left, hand off Allen into the line, and he'll push the pile across the 15 to the 16-yard line on a gain of 2. And massive humanity right there as Braylon is able to get a couple of yards. Second down and 8 for Wisconsin. 143 yards on the day for Braylon Allen. Actually, they'll give it the better part of 3 to the 17-yard line. So they get second down and 7. Pauling slot right. Allen to the right of the quarterback as Mordecai surveys the Minnesota defense. Takes the snap. Again, the give to Allen over the left side. Trying to cut it back. Slips one tackle and is able to squeeze his way up to about the 20-yard line. Kyler Ball, the defensive tackle, is there. Gain of 3 for Allen, who will come out. It is now 3rd down and 4 for Wisconsin. Cade Iacomelli is in.
Yeah, really nice job by the right side of Wisconsin's offensive line. Malman and Furtney kind of washing their guy down, and it gave Braylon a chance to do a quick jump cut, pick up 3.
3 receivers left, 1 on the right. Snap the Mordecai. 1 pump left, now throws left side. Caught by Hayden Rucci across the 45-yard line. Big fella. With a first down reception, Hayden Rucci from Tanner Mordecai. First down at the 45-yard line.
Yeah, Mordecai does a little pump fake there, and I don't necessarily know that's where he was trying to throw the football, but it ended up being a back shoulder. Rucci does a great job of adjusting his body to make that catch.
2 receivers left, 1 on the right from the Wisconsin 45, 1st and 10. Mordecai takes, fakes the handoff, fires it right, and is caught by Vinny Anthony, who is spun down by Justin Wally at the 48-yard line of the near side, Wisconsin territory. Gain of 3, 2nd down and 7. 3:12 left in the third quarter, 21-14, Wisconsin. Huge 3rd down conversion on that 3rd and 4. The Mordecai pass to Hayden Rucci.
It even looks better connection. When you look back at it, because he is covered beautifully by Bryson, and he throws it behind, and Rucci just contorts his body beautifully.
1 second down, handoff to Iacomelli. Little jump cut to the right, makes a man miss at the 50, 45, 40, and Cade Iacomelli inside the 40 to the 39-yard line of Minnesota. Woo, nifty run from the Pennsylvania native.
Yeah, got out in space a little bit and allowed his blocking to kind of pick up. And we got a Minnesota Gopher down on the turf.
Yeah, it's Justin Wally, who looked like he might have been shaken up on the previous play. And now he is down, and the medical personnel for Minnesota.